Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
How did Christ walk in this deep relationship with the Father? How did He know who He was and hear and see what the Father was speaking to Him each day? I'm Ron, your host, and these questions have been mysteries to me. To be led by His Spirit, to hear His voice speaking to me, and to know who I am in Him has been the cry, and I feel like it is the cry in most sincere Christians' hearts. Well, let's listen in as the Holy Spirit begins to unfold to us some of these deep mysteries so that we too can have this deep relationship with our Father as Christ did by a living Word. I used to think in my youth that having a relationship with God was this mystical thing that God would appear to me or God would speak to me out of the air and give me revelation and lead my life, when all the time He had a provision, which is called the Bible. And if I open it up and I start reading it, the Holy Spirit begins to speak to me and reveal to me the very things that I've wanted. Amen. A relationship with the Father, a relationship to be led. It talks about how Christ always did those things that He saw the Father doing.
Exactly.
He only spoke those things that He heard the Father speaking. Well, where did He hear that? Was that some mystical gift that He had, that He could hear the Father's voice that nobody else could hear? That wasn't it. He knew the Torah. He knew the Word of God. That Word, the Father spoke to Him through that Word.
Yeah.
That's where He got His leading. That's where He got His wisdom. That's where He got everything.
Yep.
Yes,
exactly.
through the Word of God.
Exactly.
I feel like the satanic spirit realm de-emphasizes the Word of God.
That's right. The truth.
And tries to make a walk with God and a relationship with the God so hard and so impossible, when the very provision that you've been crying out for your whole life is right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's just opening that Bible up and reading it and knowing that God will speak to you. He will meet you. He will lead you through that Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I challenge people to try it. I challenge people to try and say, Lord, if You're real and if You are speaking through this, then show me. Reveal yourself to me. If You're real, let me know. I challenge people. The relationship with the Lord is so simple and yet so real and so easy to get to, because the scriptures are right there and they express His heart, express His heart for you and for the earth and for the ages to come.
What you're talking about, Ron, is Deuteronomy 19:15. We pick up the Bible, and we can say, this is the Word of God written on paper, written in a book, and it can be much disputed. It talks in Deuteronomy 19:15 about two witnesses, and the key is the two. In a court of law, you can have one witness, and that's good. But what really gets you a verdict in your favor is a second witness.
Right.
We can pick up the Bible and we can read all kinds of truths and say, yeah, that's true. That's true. But that second witness comes by the Spirit. And we know the Holy Spirit is that second witness.
Right.
That speaks the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's that second witness that gives it truth. It's that second witness that makes it solid. It makes it complete. That's how we read the scriptures, is to find truth.
Right.
And to have that truth witnessed by the Holy Spirit.
You know, when Jesus was tempted by Satan, he knew the scriptures. And we know that Satan quoted scripture to try and get Jesus to do something. If you fall from this precipice, he'll call 10,000 angels to protect you. It's knowing the scripture that much. We need to know the scripture so much that only the scriptures move us. And then any other input cannot move us. That's what makes us immovable, is because that wisdom and knowledge of the scriptures that the Holy Spirit gives us. See, that's where Eve was deceived, is because she knew what God said, but Satan twisted it, and she was not prepared for that. Jesus, on the other hand, was very prepared. That was when his defeat over Satan took place, is as he came back with the word. It's not only understanding what is written, but it's that relationship that we right. talked about earlier right. with the Father and knowing his heart.
Yep.
The children of Israel knew the acts of the Lord, but Moses knew his ways. And I think that's where we need to understand, is getting into this word to know the ways of the yeah. Lord, so that we can have a correct response when circumstances present themselves, similar to the testing Jesus went through.
I think that's an important point that you're making, Alan, because I feel like it's not just memorizing scripture, although there's right. nothing wrong with that. But it's what Dale was saying also. There is the double witness. It's the witness of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit must meet you in those scriptures and reveal those scriptures to you. It's the right. Holy mm-hmm. Spirit that brings the correct and proper emphasis in every situation, whatever happens during your day. I've seen people, they come up to a situation and they look through the Bible to find a scripture and go, oh, here it is. That's the way I should think about it. They take an action on something that yep. they found in the scripture. And it wasn't the Holy Spirit bringing it to them. It's them looking for an answer
right.
and using scriptures like that. There's a difference. The difference is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit must bring the correct emphasis. That's what happened when Christ was in the wilderness. Right. Satan was quoting scripture.
Oh, yeah.
And it was true scripture. And he's going, well, look, this is what it says. So you can do this. Make the stones bread, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the Holy Spirit bringing that
no.
emphasis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Reading the scriptures, to me, there has to be an attitude behind that. You're looking to the Lord. You're looking to the Holy Spirit to show you, give you revelation, give you the correct emphasis that those scriptures mean, impart right. to you.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is not human.
No.
Yes, it was written by human beings, filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the author, and if you want to know what the Bible means, go to the author.
Yep.
Right. Father gave us the Holy Spirit to teach us, to instruct us, make things come alive to us, let us know the truth.
Yep.
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, like you were saying, Ron, the word can become like brass.
Right.
I mean, just another book.
Right.
But with the Holy Spirit, life is ministered to it. The Holy Spirit gives you the ability to see and to know.
Yeah.
He reveals it and teaches you about it.
Exactly. You know that scripture that says, who knows the heart of a man but the spirit of the man? And that's what that is talking about, is who knows the heart of the Father The Spirit, does, because it is His Spirit. Well, you read John 14 through 17, those chapters in there, and you'll see the whole purpose of the Holy Spirit is to reveal everything that God and Christ want us to know about.
I got to tell a quick story that I think will resonate with all of us, and hope if there is somebody listening to this podcast that is asking for more, that this may help. I was around 22 years old, and I'd come to the end of my rope. I had everything I wanted, and it was starting to fall apart. And that's awful young to be able to say that, and that I had it, but that's the truth. I can remember as a small child, 8, 10 years old, you go to school and you fill out papers, and they would ask you, what religion are you? And I put Christian, because that's what they told me I was. I didn't know. So I put down Christian, and for years, that's what I put down. I went in the service and filled out my dog tags, Christian. It's amazing how I sat in church. My parents made me go. And as soon as I graduated from whatever they called it was into the membership, I quit going. And I had gone off to school. But I still thought of myself as a Christian. And then when I, like I said, I came to the end of my rope and I said, okay, I want more. I want to be more than just a Christian, because I tried to solve all my problems with the, you might say, the limited relationship I had to the Lord. It was limited because I hadn't even been filled with the Holy Spirit. I saw a lot of altar calls, but never answered one to be saved. So I decided it was time to answer an altar call. I didn't know what to expect. I just saw other people do it. But I had a meeting with the Lord, and I didn't even know what it was. Well, when I walked outside of that church, the sun shone brighter than I ever saw it. And there was a feeling that I had that was awesome. And I carried that feeling till I come to the point where I want more. I wanted more of that. Whatever that was, I wanted more of that. So I started asking around, and people told me that part of salvation is being filled with the Holy Spirit. I figured, what the heck, I might as well ask for that. I've come this far. And then the door opened up. I asked for the Holy Spirit, and then I understood the meaning of being filled with the Holy Spirit and my salvation, that they worked hand in hand, that I'll constantly be working out my salvation by the Holy Spirit, because He'll lead me into all things. If you sat around and wondered about salvation, go for it. If you've wondered about the Holy Spirit, go for it. And hang on tight, because when you put the two together, it is an exceedingly abundantly beyond what you can ask or think.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.